Okay, don't skip ahead. I'm going to talk to you about climate change. And I know it can get depressing or infuriating, but our show takes a different approach. It's Laura Lynch, and I'm the host of What on Earth, and we're all about solutions and hope. And I promise, no matter how overwhelming climate change might feel, we're with you on the journey to fix this mess. So listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Tensions between Israel and Iran got even more pronounced overnight, with Iran's state-run news agency announcing air defense batteries were launched early this morning. Several explosions were seen in the sky around Isfahan, a city in western Iran. Major military facilities are located there, so are several nuclear sites. This comes less than a week after Iran's aerial assault on Israel, for which Israel's vowed to retaliate. Iran's Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian gave this warning during a CNN interview hours before the incident.
In case the Israeli regime embarks on adventurism again and takes action against the interests of Iran, the next response from us will be immediate and at a maximum level. It will be decisive.
But this morning, a senior Iranian official says there is no plan for immediate retaliation and no clarification as to who was behind the incident. U.S. officials had told several American networks that Israel launched a missile at Iran. Israel has neither confirmed or denied that report. The U.S. says it does not endorse any military action by Israel. Video from Isfahan city center has shown no damage, while in Tel Aviv, joggers out for a morning run were trying to absorb what happened.
This is not the way we want it to be. We want to get back to our routine, our life. No more war. It's enough.
Hope people in Iran will understand we're not seeking for war, but we're seeking for peace, and we want to be here safe.
I think the action was mild, which will cause Iran to stop hostility for now.
I'm very sad that Israel attacked Iran, and I'm afraid what will happen now.
World markets got jittery as well. Old oil and gold prices surged while investors sought out currency seen as safe havens, like the U.S. dollar, Swiss francs, and the Japanese yen. Back in this country, there's a recruiting hole in the Canadian Armed Forces. As Murray Brewster explains, the federal government is facing the prospect of buying new equipment and not having anyone to operate it.
There's the price tag that comes with a new defense policy. Over the next several years, $8.1 billion. And then there's the personnel cost. General Wayne Ayer is the country's chief of the defense staff.
The planning figure that we're using is 14,500 into the regular force.
The problem is the military is already facing a deficit of 16,500 people, below its authorized strength, and a broken recruiting system. Richard Schmucka, a defense expert, says the stakes couldn't be much higher, with the federal government soon to take delivery of F-35 jets, Reaper drones, and eventually new frigates. Schmucka says recruiting and holding on to an additional 30,000 people or more will be a monumental task.
It's going to be really difficult, and it's going to be tough to see how they execute this.
The new defense policy promises to fix recruiting, but does not anticipate that will be accomplished for another 8 years. Murray Brewster, CBC News, Ottawa.
Rules around sperm donation are changing next month. They end a policy blocking men who have sex with men from donating to sperm banks. Health Canada confirms it will instead ask general neutral sexual behavioral-based donor screening questions. The move will lift a blanket ban that has been in place for more than 30 years. Randy Bachman is bidding farewell to some of his instruments. Including the guitar used to compose that riff for the Guess Who classic, American Woman. The Winnipeg-born musician says 200 of his signature guitars will be auctioned off at New York's Hard Rock Cafe at the end of next month. Among them is the Les Paul he got in 1968 in BC, a gift from a fan. Auctioneers say it's worth between $200,000 and $400,000 U.S. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.